I came out of a coma to stand here. Coma comes out of comma, but that's neither here nor there. I'm out of commas, the tail of a comma, a cloud of dust in the every other decade sky, tail end of comas, unhooking your teeth from grinding together so much. Apologize for a month's worth of appointments missed and unreturned phone calls. I'm here is what's important now. Knowing here now is where I am is where we'll begin. What now? Now what is this here? You're all sitting around the room and staring at me, and I'm on a stage holding papers, which are telling me how to speak. That's only fair because I told all this to the paper earlier, and it's now just finally regurgitating it. Not to say that regurgitation is a requisite part of this experience, hearing me tell this. Where was I? Not important. Here I am. Here I am, where I was once a here, now is a there. Not to be insistent, but as we all are all here, actually right here, right here, but I will save us the expansive, even entering into the question, right. Since we're here and I'm going to let the theirs take care of their own selves and times and audiences. If I had a their audience staring at me into my here, then I'm sure I'd speak of news in their town, but that's not the case now. I see you, you see me, I mean the plural, all of you do, you individually may not be listening. Strictly speaking, we are in this here together. That's not what I mean, though. Do I mean what I say? Do I say what I mean? I do meander in the saying, but meander through in a specific, slow, tight circle. I'm warming pretty much the same spot over and over, the same spot over it, hovering over it. And I'm certain the spot must be past warm to hot by now. Back to now, if I may say, there, here we are, then the time is now. Open up your clock, stare at its face, tell it to tell you that the only time is now. The two hands only need to hold up three letters. N, any number. O, not necessarily zero. W, which is not equivalent to the two of you. Any else that was being held onto is a memory, a past. If you like it and you still want it to be around, put it in a fact, like a book. And you can get to it if you want it, but you're going to have to look at it now. Here I am standing here, and I haven't said anything yet. I haven't said a thing, and I'll face facts if you can too. I'm not going to say anything. If you were staring at me, looking at me, wondering at me as I wander, if you are looking towards me and my saying with any brand or flavor of expectation that I will be saying it in any remote way, anything, then it would be best if you put that hope to a quick and efficient death. Don't be disappointed in the saying. The saying is a beautiful thing in and of itself, or hopes to be. I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying. We move in normal rooms full of things, like so redundant slalom courses that there is no course, no dimension, only our perpendicular to ground, respectful transit of existing objects, and there is no flag we do not miss that we don't avoid another. In terms of overabundance, terms like lousy and embarrassment appear as expert witnesses if we could find them in the crowd and not speed right by them like open-doored bellhops on our pursuit of a path that from about a foot off it couldn't, could it? Appears not as an orderly swerving through life, but instead as a directed but doomed raving scrawl. But here I am myself, dangerously close to speaking of and not around. I'll drop things altogether. Except to say that most of things I couldn't fit in my mouth or wouldn't want in my mouth, and most of these things, there are exceptions to absolutely everything, which is ironic. Wouldn't gain any benefit to either of us from being in my mouth and coming back out again. So let's just give up a group activity on my saying anything. However, a point is in the air here, and I'll need to settle it down before we can move amongst things again. If I'm not going to say anything, why am I going? That's the first thing. That's why am I going? That's the question from the first thing to the after all. Why am I going on about? Did you even realize I was going? Makes you forget, doesn't it? This moving saying, this saying going, going to say, and as it's said, so it goes. Goes from now and into not now, out of this now. And for every now, ever again, and there are still exceptions to everything, it will be in the past, in the not. Not is in a folder in now. So I'm going. You knew it would happen eventually. I couldn't stand here forever. I only have so much paper. I'm going. I'll get out of here now. Only it's my now, too. All this now. There's no reason I can't share. But going is fine, and it's fine if you notice that I'm not moving to exit. Keep in mind that the first step of leaving, the condition that allows the rest of it to even have a chance of happening, is the arrival. I just got here so that I could split. Not literally. Hello. I must be going. But I promise you, I'll only be up here now. When I leave, put this now in a not now box and open it up when you forget what time it is. It's better than a clock's face, and it's lighter and easier to pack. I'm convinced that our faces will all go flat someday for staring our noses at clocks all the time. So I've given it up myself, and the hair on my wrist has finally grown back. But now is no time to talk of such things. I'm going. I've been going. You could tell, right? The saying has been going, as has been said. There's more to say, so say away. I'll take my now away after I say hello. 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 I must be going. Hello. I must be going. I cannot stay. I came to say I must be going. I'm glad I came, but just the same, I must be going. For my sake, you must stay. For if you go away, you'll spoil the party I am throwing. I'll stay a week or two. I'll stay the summer through. But I am telling you, I must be going. Before you go, would you oblige us and tell us of your deeds so glowing? I'll do anything you say! In fact, I'll even stay! But I must be going. Thank you. I'm going to step off the stage for a moment just to get a liquid
assistance.
So thank you for staying through that disorientation piece. This is another, an older sort of introduction piece I used to do in my work, which is called To the Concerned Reader Regarding There Are No Typos. What I ask of you, this, do a sensing. Close your mindy. Open the bloom of your human. If it is soul, turn it on. Breathe through your skin. Realize absolutely nothing. Sense it all. Feel the air as material all around you as we imagine a fish feels water. See the space between we call objects is as much or as not nothing as I and my heart. Find the skeleton fact of a blade of grass. Now transpose it on a paper cut, on a boat sail, on scotch tape. Explore the room of a poem. Overturn the chairs. Find the key taped to the table leg. Compare the mirror and the sink. Breathe the air in by your skin. Breathe the table in through your skin. Take a bite of that ottoman. Sink your skull into the mantle. No need to finger through the poem's files or rifle through the sock drawer. Here is the poem. Put its water, put its electric straight to your brain. If you realize it is talking, if you notice it is talking, stare at its chin. Ignore it until you realize it. Let a poem get in you like that new car smell. Expect it to give you cancer just like everything else. Treat it like a man. Treat it like a lady. Treat it like a dog. Treat it like a canker sore. Ask it for a drink order. Chalk it like a cue. Don't stop it for it on the highway unless you do that sort of thing. Don't play any special music because you think it's dumb or because you think it's fancy. Do not condescend or inconvenience yourself. Go about your business. There's nothing to see here. It's just a poem, folks. Let's keep moving. But if you hit it off, if it feels right, get it somewhere. Ask it out again. And don't be afraid or ashamed or make yourself smaller if it smells Limburger cheese to you. And don't be afraid or ashamed or make yourself smaller if you want to take it home. Buy it closed, talk.